Well, hey, all right. Today is January 11th, 2021. Hey, guys, this is your host, Selwyn Robbins for Mandated. Welcome back and welcome to a new year. We are almost 2 weeks into 2021. And I hope since the last time we have spoke that you were able to enjoy your holiday, to recuperate, to rest, both your mind, body, and spirit, to spend that quality time with family, and maybe even do something different, something that you've been wanting to do for a while. I hope that you were able to enjoy the New Year's to its fullest, or to whatever extent that may be that you had planned. For my wife and I, we really didn't do much. We just had a nice warm meal, and I think we were in bed before midnight, probably around 11:30 or so. But nonetheless, we are here and we are blessed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to see another day, and we're looking to do everything that he has asked us to do going forward in this year. So guys, as you remember, you know, last year I would always ask you a question of how you are doing. Well, I want to flip that up this year and be a little bit more direct and personal and ask you, who do you want to be in 2021? And I'm bringing that question to be a bit more direct because, you know, just because of 2020, I want to say many of us became stagnant in a lot of things that we were already doing or planned to do. So now we're coming into a new year and looking to probably pick up the pieces, put them back together, or start something new just for the sake of a new year. But in that, we need to have that question in front of us of who do we want to be? You know, for myself, I'll just give you a few things that came to mind. For me, I definitely want to be a builder of businesses. And actually, this podcast is a business. And my goal is to be able to be more consistent, or I want to be more consistent in providing on-time messages, more content, definitely more guests, as we'll talk about a little bit later. Also, I definitely want to be stronger and more committed and focused in being a man of God. I love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and who he has told me that I am, and shown me things about my life, or give me plans in the future of who I can be. And I definitely want to strive toward that. You know, there's so much that goes on within the context of purpose and or destiny for both men and women. And, you know, some of us come into that sooner or later than others. And I have to say, personally, I believe that I'm a little bit late in my eyes, but I believe I'm on time in God's eyes. So with that, that is probably the top thing that I want to focus on, because I believe everything else will stem from that. Also, I want to be a builder of a marriage that's greater in heights. My wife and I believe we truly have a great marriage. We'll be celebrating 5 years in March. That's going to be March 7th. And, you know, we have, you know, spent great time together, a lot of laughs. And one thing we're talking about is how we're going to be building us, which I believe we'll be doing something, or we will be doing something together, collaborating coming this next month, which I believe is going to be phenomenal for couples. So definitely excited about that. And we'll actually be planning what we'll be doing here in the next couple of weeks, and looking to begin that the first week of February. So I'll definitely keep you guys up to speed on that. And also, I think something more specific to family is I want to be a more involved grandfather. My kids, all our kids and grandkids are kind of spread out between the Houston area, the Waxahachie area, and even New Jersey. But I don't say but. So with that, definitely want to be able to find more time to spend with them, my wife and I, so, you know, we can see how these kids are really growing up. It's awesome, you know, when we speak to them over the phone or FaceTime. It's just a beautiful thing. And for me, what I want you know, as an old guy going down the road, is that I'm able to sit at the table and see our kids and grandkids, you know, just all sitting at the table, just enjoying the best family meal ever. I think that's one of my aspirations, you know, just to see that. I don't know about you, but family is big, but I want to be better in that. So, all right, guys, what we're going to do, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about, in a recap format, how we navigated 2020 here with the show and just overall as citizens of the United States. You know, we went through a lot and we're now into a new year. So I want to explore that a little bit and hopefully you'll get a word out of that as well. I know I'm excited about it and, you know, we'll get into it. All right, guys, be right back. So, as I spoke before the break, I said what we would do is just go through a recap of 2020. And there's so much to really break down in that year, but I'll just touch on probably, you know, definitely the top things that actually were more so in the news per se, and we can really see the effects, pros and cons of those things that were happening. So, you know, anytime you come into a new year, you're looking, wanting, have the desire to be successful in everything, anything, wherever you are, whoever you are. And I believe we're definitely in that same vein right now here in 2021. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, we're somewhat going about our life as normal. Yes, with a different energy or whatnot, but for the most part, in the same way. And we came to a point where this nation became or came under attack from, for lack of a better word, a biological force. And I don't want to say biological weapon because I can't say this was weaponized or anything. Some people may put that out there, but I will just say a biological thing that just came against us as a nation. And it was the United States and every continent abroad that was affected by COVID-19. However it was made, wherever it was made, I'm sure we'll definitely get the facts on that sometime down the road. That was a big issue on the onset of finding out about COVID. It ended up becoming a political nightmare for both sides of the aisles. And I don't care which side you're on, but everybody had to deal with it. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, mother, father, son, daughter, teacher, healthcare workers, first line responders, everybody was affected. And every nation got disrupted. Whatever we were thinking about doing, succeeding, building in January came to a screeching halt between February and March of 2020. And what that did from, I'll say this from a United States standpoint, it let us know how truly vulnerable we are as a nation specific to health. Now, yes, we've had many diseases or epidemics, pandemics, whatnot prior to this. And for the most part, we've always came through it. And every new one, of course, is novel. This was definitely novel for sure. And I have to say, not only disrupted the flow of life, but it also made people more encapsulated because we had to go under restrictions, right? To maintain the health of not just a city or a state, but the nation as a whole. And that in itself, when a person or a group of people are forced into a tighter space, that becomes a problem when we don't want to. And you could disseminate that however you want, but we were home, you know, for X amount of hours of the day. We went to work or we went to school. But now all of that became compressed because of a national health crisis, this pandemic of COVID. But I have to say, what was a pro out of this is the family structure became more tight-knit, in that because we were going to work, because we were going to school, time was separated. But now we were able to come back as a family, as a couple, and revisit who we were. Spending that quality time, as we all say, with family, with our loved ones. Our way of communicating even changed with the advent of Zoom. Of course, Zoom had been around for a while, as well as Google Meet and other applications on the same line. But now we had to find a way to explore that way of communication, that form of communication, to our coworkers, our bosses, our family. Social media really, I have to say, probably ticked up in its usage, because now, in a way, we have a little bit more time on our hands. Unfortunately, many people in various industries lost their jobs because of the restrictions. Well, let me correct that. Not because of the restrictions per se, because we had to restrict due to the health crisis that we were facing. Subsequently, the unemployment rate went up. I believe it was probably a little bit better, or it was definitely better beforehand. Unemployment went up. And at the same time, as the nation was trying to grapple with how to deal with COVID, we were losing the lives of loved ones. And nobody could really figure out the best way to go about it for a little bit. You know, I believe they first said it was the elderly that were definitely affected. And of course, the minority groups, definitely the African-American and Hispanic groups, their death rates were higher than others. And, you know, through all of this, as we're trying to navigate this crisis, we're still dealing with social unrest. And all of this came to a head somewhere around the summer, I want to say around the summertime, where the death of George Floyd now sparked national outcry and international just as well, where George Floyd lost his life due to a cop, a veteran cop, keeping his knee on the neck of George Floyd for, I believe, 8 minutes and 42 or 46 seconds. That, I have to say, was, as we know the term, the straw that breaks the camel's back. The United States had been under so much pressure already because of political strife, social unrest, now the health crisis, three major factors all at the same time became too much for this nation to bear. And I say this from my own opinion, not anyone else's word, just my voice. And because of all that, this nation broke. The nation got exposed for who it truly is. Even more so on an international level, where we had men and women of all ages internationally supporting Black Lives Matters, the movement itself, not necessarily the organization. And let me say something on that real quick. And this is, once again, my opinion. I love that the Black Lives Matter organization was formed so that it can make a central case and support stance for the lives of those lost. But I have to say, on a larger scale, the Black Lives Movement has been around for many years. So I believe that's the focus we really need to look at, the movement itself, rather than just one or two organizations, which they've done their part to whatever extent, but the movement is by the people. And this is going to keep moving, because for so long, can you stand by and see the deaths of these young black men or women being taken without regard for life, that it's the easy pull of a trigger, and many times without any consequences, or if there were consequences, it was light compared to the actual crime or act. We had riots, we had protests, peaceful protests for change. We even got to a point where the discussion was brought up of defunding the police, wherever that may be today, who knows. But people were tired, they were hurt, they were fed up. So many times, lives, let me not even say lives, a life has been built only to see it tore down due to hatred, racism, bigotry, however you want to disguise it or mention it. Maybe you would just say straight out, that's who you are. But in this day and age, it has become so blatant that it became so unbelievable. It's like, oh my God, why is no one seeing this? Or why is no one doing anything about what they see? So you had the social unrest. On top of that, you have or had a crazy, crazy presidential election. It was pretty much the same thing that was going on in 2016. And that was just one debate. And I thank God, honestly, that we didn't have to go through so many debates between the president and the vice president vying for the position. Because the first one, and this is my opinion, was just God unbelievable. And because of the COVID restrictions, you know, different agreements were made. So we subsequently didn't have the face-to-face debates that were expected. And, you know, for me, I'm glad. After one, I was done. I really was. I just couldn't do it. I was just ready for the whole race to be over, because it really, even before the race, the democracy of the United States was just being torn apart. And I'll dare say it like this, from the top to the bottom, the veil was ripped. And you know what? Because it was ripped, we were able to see how ugly we were. I don't care who you are. That's what we saw. And you know, at the time, all of this was culminating. Here I am starting mandated. And my whole heart for this podcast is to speak to the men, young men of any age, on becoming who they wanted to be. It's not necessarily about sin per se, but moving from a place of where you are to where you want to be. And I really had one question out of all of this for the men, is how do we navigate everything that's going on and still be who we need to be, first and foremost for ourselves, secondly for our family, in that we know the families before us, but in order for the family to be strong, we have to be strong in whatever sense of the word, however you would like to display that. You know, for me, I had to lean on my faith and be that steady keel of the boat, though it's rocking in the waters of the time. I had to make sure that I was grounded and anchored to a certain point, that no matter what happened, I was still steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, ever abounding in the word and work of the Lord. And I truly believe because of that, my wife and I were able to move through this. Yes, we were affected, but I believe because of what we believe, as a couple, that we were able to stay above water. And I thank God for that in giving us his word to be our strength and guide for this time. You know, we lost lives of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Botham Jean. We even lost lives of, I cannot remember his name, but it's a Dallas police officer that was shot in a riot, you know, out of vengeance. And no life is worth that. It just isn't. So we're coming into this year, and I want to challenge myself and for the listener as well, going back to the top question of, who do you want to be? We, as men, have to be better. We have to make that stance, work with that choice of becoming better. Whether you're a father, a business owner, a man of God, a person that may not even have any kind of belief, you may question things, whatever that is, we have to become better. The nation needs it. And let me take it on a broad scale, not just man as in gender, but man as in mankind. We have to become better. Our nation was disrupted, even to a point where it literally has been attacked. We just saw this earlier last week where the U.S. Capitol was, for lack of a better word, bum rushed. Now, of course, there are conspiracies surrounding that, so much of it. And that just goes without saying. Anything, in my opinion, that happens up there in Washington or in politics will always have some kind of conspiracy theory to it. But there's no conspiracy to people losing their lives in the Capitol trying to defend it. A young lady who actually was part of the protest or riots lost her life because she was shot in the neck. Police officers, those that served the Capitol Police, one, two of them lost their lives. I believe a total of five people have died because of those riots. Now we have the nation looking to enact rules quicker than normal to get a president out of office. This nation is disrupted. So much has blown up in our face that we're trying to save face. So I will say this, you know, I was in the position to interview four different individuals, Reggie Scott, Chris Harrell, Nakia Douglas, and Kevin and Charnell Hooper during all of this. And it was such a pleasure. It actually gave me a break from the craziness, the mayhem, to discuss with individuals the positive things of life. So Chris Harrell, he is the CEO of Kingdom Marketing Secrets, and he just released his book called Kingdom Affirmations. Please get it definitely on Amazon. It's Kingdom Affirmations by Chris Harrell. And definitely happy for the brother that he's able to become a first-time author. But he's doing so much with his business, speaking into the lives of all those that are in the mastermind groups, those that he continually speaks to, helping them to understand how to be prosperous and faithful at the same time. Reggie Scott, man, that was so awesome to speak to him, and his two boys came in and tell him. So talented. That whole family is gifted with different talents. It's beautiful. And though they weren't on the show, they have two little girls that they have adopted. I believe they're maybe between, I think, 4 or 5 years old. I'm not sure. But it's awesome. It's a beautiful family. And just to hear him as a father talking about how he influences his young boys and daughters. And the same thing for his wife, Mackenzie, as well, how they as a family come together to build the family. And all this is on the foundation of God, that they continue to stretch forth toward the heaven for an understanding of who he is to them and how they can show that love back to their sons. And it's an awesome responsibility as a parent. And I speak directly to the man this time, that he's been charged with the role of leading, protecting, and guiding a family. Man, it is awesome. And, you know, in that, I spoke with Nakia Douglas as well, and he is the CEO of Trio and Collegiate Programs at the University of North Texas, Dallas. And I met him a couple of years ago when he was over the Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy in Dallas. He was hosting an event there for volunteers to join the organization to help mentor these young men of color. And when I say color, all colors, that's just who it was. It was young men that they wanted to mentor through schooling. And I believe it was, and it still is, a great avenue for these young men, because we all need guidance at different ages or stages of our life. And to have men and women pouring into the lives of these young men to help them gain a better future, it's so awesome and astounding. You know, I have the opportunity to speak to my son, who is in the Air Force and deployed right now, at least once a week. And I love it. I love it. Despite what is going on, I have one of the greatest opportunities to speak to him, you know, to share my life experiences with him as we go through our Bible study, you know, to become better, in short, you know, to get from one spot to the next. And, you know, at least one of his goals in life is to become a journalist. And, you know, the boy can write. He really can. Love it. You know, he's written a couple of articles when he was in high school for the local newspaper, which, I mean, was really great. He loves sports. So he definitely wants to follow that path. And, you know, I ended the year with Kevin and Charnell Cooper. They're the owners of Charles Ray's Coffee and Roasters, located in Saxe, Texas. And that was really a fun interview. First couple I've interviewed here on the show, and it was really fun. It was a lot of laughter, a lot of insight, speaking history and legacy, and, you know, a little bit of logistic business talk in regards to logistics and sourcing, and just really why they got into the coffee. And I asked them that question, and Kevin mentioned, you know, it was because of the namesake, his grandfather, Charles Ray, because he was drinking coffee every day as he was baling hay. And, you know, to me, that is so simple, but very rich in understanding your legacy. And that's one thing both he and Charnell spoke about, was continuing the legacy. She recently graduated with her master's in psychology, I believe. And, you know, she explained to me that she was doing this, you know, because of her family. You know, they truly believe in one another, of course. But she has so much to give that she wanted to put that forth, do that for herself so she could give that back. And matter of fact, this month, I believe she said she was starting another degree plan. You know, so despite everything that was going on throughout the year that was really making a lot of strife, putting us through health issues internally and externally and abroad, I have to say we came through the year on top, or a little bit better than we began the year. We have now a vaccine that's in place, and it has been disseminated to the local regions. And, you know, of course, there's a lot of issues about that in regards to who wants to take it or not. But I thank God that we at least have something in place so that no lives are being lost or less lives are being lost. And I have to say, you know, through any storm that comes, we have to be able to weather it. And this too shall pass, because all storms don't last. We're coming through better, guys. We're coming through stronger. I truly believe in you. So I want to leave you with this here. I asked you the question of who do you want to be, and I want to revisit that. Looking back on 2020, what did you plan to do? Why did you stop? And now that you're in 2021, how can you pick up the pieces, put them back together, and start moving? I want to leave you with that, guys. I'm looking forward to having new guests on this show. Actually, I believe what I'm going to do is start out with interviews focused on young men. I'm reaching out to those contacts now and going to get them lined up for you. So more than likely, that first interview will be by the beginning of February. I'll continue the podcast for sure, just me. And probably by the beginning of February, we'll have our first guest. And I'm really going to get into the topics that we need to discuss this year. I'm challenging myself to be more direct, be a little bit more tougher on myself, that is, to really explore those questions in areas that we as men need to hear. They're out there. I want to also make sure that I'm providing resources to help you, that it could be focused on business, family, marriage. It could be focused on health, spirituality, you know, being centered in who you are. Could be focused on education, but we need to hear those topics. We really do. So, guys, hey, I'm gonna leave you, but I'll be back with you. Love you and look forward to talking to you once again. You guys enjoy.